Last week, on our first of four features about LA artists working in Kazakhstan, opera singer Timur and CalArts professor and internationally renowned composer Anne LeBaron decided to collaborate on a project in Timur's home country. Today, we travel with Anne as she flies across the globe to the city of Almaty to see the famous Steppes of Eurasia and hear little-known Kazakh instruments. Contributing reporter Adriana Cargill brings us the story, and here's LeBaron.
Well, my feeling in going to Kazakhstan, I was absolutely excited to experience it and to investigate and learn about the instruments and undertake the project. Until I found out that Timur couldn't go with me.
Anne was worried because she didn't speak Russian or Kazakh. English isn't commonly spoken in that part of the world. But she decided to go anyway.
I had placed myself on a mission to share with the world the artistic history of this country that we don't seem to know about so much in the West.
Plus, she was excited by the challenge. She'd done a lot of research, and Timur had made arrangements for her. But she wasn't prepared for what happened when she got there.
The idea for going, the reason, the entire reason for me to go to Almaty was to conduct a workshop with the musicians of the folk orchestra so that I could learn about the instruments and know how to write for them, how to compose music for them.
When she showed up at the concert hall, an entire orchestra of musicians was waiting for her. They were decked out in sky blue embroidered silk robes, and the women wore hats with large white plumes of feathers shooting out of the top.
And about 5 minutes into this demonstration, where I felt like a special person sitting alone in this huge concert hall with this entire orchestra performing for me, I hear a ruckus up toward the back of the auditorium. And then I saw these two men were stomping down the aisle, and they came up to me and they made the sign where, you know, the throat slit sign, like, stop that right now.
She turned off her recorder. Her translator and manager went out into the lobby, and she heard a lot of loud arguing. She and the orchestra just waited. When they finally came back in, the entire rehearsal was shut down.
I felt like my balloon had been popped, you know, because there goes my chance with the orchestra. And it was so devastating. And we didn't know what had happened. And I said, I can't do this project. I was very upset. I said, I have to have access to the musicians. There's no way. This is why I flew all the way here, halfway around the world. What's going on?
Turns out, there was a rumor going around that Anne was there filming the sequel to Borat. Yeah, you remember, the Sacha Cohen film?
Yak shemash, my name is Borat. I'm a journalist for Kazakhstan. My government sent me to USA to make a movie film.
The Kazakh government was extremely upset at America for making that film. And since Anne was American, well, she was suspect. At any rate, Anne was able to salvage the situation and work with some of the musicians in a little classroom the next day. Kazakhstan is an immense country. It's the ninth largest in the world. It's got snow-covered mountain ranges and the world-famous steppes of Eurasia. These steppes, think vast, sweeping prairie land, have been the home of nomads for thousands of years. And most of Kazakhstan's indigenous instruments were created by these wanderers. They needed to be light, transportable, and easy to make. We sit around the table at her apartment in downtown LA. She shows me her favorite Kazakh instruments and a book she got on one of her trips there. She's pointing to a picture of a woman seated playing something that looks like a beautifully decorated wooden box, only it has strings across it.
This is what I was looking for. This is the jetagan. And see, these are actual vertebrae that are functioning as pegs to hold the strings. On one side of the peg you pluck, and on one side of the peg you bend the string. This is my favorite. This is absolutely an otherworldly instrument. It's called kilkobis. And it's a string instrument that is strung with horsehair strings, and it's bowed with a bow with horsehair. So you can see here is a very ancient one. It's held upright. It's about the size of a viola. And the sound of it is like a cross between a human voice and an organ. It's the most haunting sound of all. The dombra is the most famous. And the dombra is like a guitar. It's like a two-string instrument, such a simple instrument. Here we go. It has a pear shape to the body, and then it's just two strings and a very long neck. What the players can get from this instrument, it makes your heart race.
Dombra playing wasn't the only thing that got her excited. Anne visited the snow-capped Altai Mountains, where Russia, China, Mongolia, and Kazakhstan meet. She also drank fermented camel's milk and choked down horse meat. She arrived back in the States full of ideas. From this, the Silent Steppe Cantata was born, an opera inspired by the history of Kazakhstan. Anne would compose it and score it. Timur would be the tenor soloist, and there'd be a women's choir, a narrator, and an orchestra of indigenous Kazakh folk instruments.
When I first started hearing about it, it was much like other projects I've heard with Timur, which is, you know, tantalizing and sometimes a little mystifying.
That's Chad Smith, currently the LA Phil's chief operating officer, talking about Timur, the LA-based Kazakh opera singer. Timur was the one who introduced composer Anne LeBaron to Kazakh folk music. While Anne was composing the cantata, Chad was the VP of artistic planning for the Phil. Timur knew Chad always had an ear out for interesting projects. So in their regular coffee dates, he kept him updated on how the project was coming together during the 3 years he and Anne traveled back and forth to Kazakhstan. For its premiere on December 10th, 2011, he invited Chad to see it and introduce it. To do that, he'd have to travel to Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan.
I have to tell you, when I first arrived, I had very little sense of what was coming. And I had my expectations about what the classical music scene would be like in Astana it was just a blank. I had no idea what to expect.
He certainly was in for an unexpected surprise. Find out what Chad discovers in Kazakhstan and hear the Silent Steppe Cantata on next week's Arts Alive. The story is brought to us by contributing reporter Adriana Cargill. And you can see photos of some of the instruments LeBaron described and hear part one of this series on the Arts Alive blog, which you can find at kusc.org.